SRN News, Amit Thomason. Long thought to have been killed, the bodies of four Israeli hostages have gone home. The remains of a mother, her two young children, and an elderly man released by Hamas in Gaza.
Crowds gathered in Khan Yunis as militants carried four black coffins onto a stage. Thousands watched on as the coffins were then loaded onto Red Cross vehicles and driven to Israeli forces. The remains are said to be of Shiri Babas and her two children, Ariel and Kafir, as well as Odette Lifshitz, who was 83 when he was abducted. Kafir was 9 months old when he was taken and was the youngest captive. Hamas said all four were killed along with their guards in Israeli airstrikes. I'm Nayan Kim.
At long last, a confirmation vote on President Trump's FBI director nominee. The Senate expected to take a final vote today on Kash Patel. Also at SRNNews.com, Delta Airlines offering a payment of $30,000 each to passengers on the plane that crashed on the tarmac at Toronto's Pearson Airport. Enhanced safety features get the credit for saving the lives of all those on board.
All 80 people aboard survived this week's fiery Delta Airlines crash in Toronto, despite the plane flipping upside down. Peter Carlson among them.
I've got a laceration, an abrasion, some bruises on my legs, bruises on my ribs, and that's, but alive, and everyone's alive.
He credits passengers' cooperation and the crew's expertise. Experts cite technological advances too, such as wings where fuel tanks are stored that easily detach, and seats built to withstand intense pressure. I'm Ben Thomas.
Walmart delivered another strong quarter of profits and sales increases, but the giant retailer's outlook for the year, not so rosy. And because of that, shares of Walmart have tumbled 7% pre-market. Stock futures lower this morning. Dow futures down 137 points. This is SRN News. The Army is out of the transgender business.
In a post on its official X account, the oldest branch of the U.S. military says this, quote, "The Army will no longer allow transgender individuals to join and will stop performing or facilitating procedures associated with gender transition for service members." This follows an order to that effect from new Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth on the orders of President Trump, who promised during his campaign to get the U.S. government and thereby the taxpayer out of the transgender business. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Kansas, the latest state to ban sex change operations on children. The Republican-led legislature has voted to override Democratic Governor Laura Kelly's veto of the measure. The action makes Kansas the 27th state to ban or restrict such procedures. Comes less than a month after President Trump issued an order barring federal support for sex change operations and puberty-blocking drugs on anyone under the age of 19. SRN News. An historic American ocean liner begins its final journey to scuttling.
The SS United States left Philadelphia under tow Wednesday afternoon en route to Mobile, Alabama, where it will be prepped for eventual sinking off Florida's Gulf Coast to grow into an artificial reef. The 1,000-foot twin-stack vessel was state-of-the-art in 1952 when it shattered the transatlantic speed record, eclipsing the Queen Mary mark by 10 hours. The bottom line, to convert it from a relic to a reef, will be upwards of $10 million and expected to take another year and a half. George Williams reporting.
President Trump is ordering a halt to New York City's controversial congestion tolls. Mr. Trump says congestion pricing is bad for the city's workers, for businesses, and tourism. Most drivers entering Lower Manhattan have to pay $9, even more for trucks. New York State is going to court, though, to keep the tolls in place. More details, SRNNews.com.